Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
First reading on an ordinance for chickens in all residential areas passes at City Council meeting. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Last Tuesday night, the Gillette City Council approved a zoning amendment on its first reading to allow chickens to be kept in four zoning districts where they're not currently allowed. According to the Gillette News Record, more than 2 years ago, the Gillette City Council allowed for chickens in suburban residential, single-family residential, single and two-family residential, and mobile home districts. Before that, chickens had only been allowed in agricultural districts and rural residential districts. That decision still left out four zoning districts, but now the council is looking to include those four. This change in the ordinance does not mean that anyone in an apartment will be able to have chickens. During the city council meeting, interim city administrator Mike Cole said permits must be authenticated by the property owner to avoid situations where a tenant is keeping chickens on his apartment balcony without his landlord knowing. According to city code, coops must be at least 4 square feet per chicken, fully enclosed, properly ventilated, and predator resistant, and chickens must have access to the coop at all times. Coops also are allowed in the backyard of a home, and there are limitations on the height and footprint of the coops. The city council will have two more readings on this amendment, the final, which is scheduled for October 3rd. Rollins troopers arrest attempted murder suspect. On the afternoon of September 3rd at around 12:45 p.m., the Wyoming Highway Patrol responded to milepost 22 on U.S. 287 for a complaint of a man with a gun. According to the press release from the Wyoming Highway Patrol, the caller said a relative shot her and another family member. The victims were able to flee towards Rollins, followed by the assailant in a separate vehicle. The caller reported the assailant rammed the back of their vehicle and continued shooting at them. Rollins troopers intercepted the vehicles near milepost 14. Both vehicles stopped and the suspect surrendered to troopers without incident. EMS transported the victims to Carbon County Medical Hospital. The seriousness of the second victim's injuries required they be transported to a trauma center. Troopers arrested the suspect for attempted murder. Wyoming Highway Patrol was assisted by the Carbon County Sheriff's Office, Dispatch, and EMS, the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation, as well as the Rollins Police Department. The defendant, 73-year-old Melvin Leon Bagley, appeared in Carbon County Circuit Court on Wednesday the 6th. Melvin Bagley's charges include 2 counts of second-degree attempted murder, 2 counts of aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, and reckless driving. Melvin Bagley remains in custody at the Carbon County Sheriff's Office with a $500,000 cash bond. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.